Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, Josh Topness, and Jackson Topness, associate producer today in the studio. And we're hoping that this is going to be a great day, that you're off and going fishing. I know it's been warm, but today is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous.
Purchase.
With a high of 83. If you're not out doing something, shame on you.
Exactly, because I've been out doing it in the 96, so I'm going to do it in the 83 for sure.
Yeah, but you're in that air-conditioned machine you've been riding around.
No.
No? You're doing like manual labor?
It's air-conditioned when you leave the window door open and that's it.
Oh, I thought you had AC in that.
No.
Oh, well, then you need to upgrade a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, where have you been? How many times have you and I fished? None?
One time all year that I can remember. Well, we fished first year. We only fished one time that I know.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
That's unheard of. That is
your fault.
Whose?
Yours.
Okay.
I've been trying to keep the whole summer open so I didn't have to do anything.
Okay.
However.
What did you do last weekend?
Fish.
I mean, the weekend before that.
What did I do?
Had this children's charity.
Oh, yeah, children's charity.
When you call them ball games, you got some ball games.
Oh, next weekend I will be in St. Louis doing Reds and Cardinals.
I'll be in Destin, so that's good.
So you can listen to that. So next week you can listen to us. We play three games, so it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the Cardinals, and that'll be the only ones I'll be doing for a little while. I don't do any more till September.
And the Reds are fun to watch right now.
Reds are the hottest team in baseball. I know it's a fishing show, but dadgum, you got to talk about the Reds.
Oh,
doing good.
Gosh, it's fun.
You got the leading RBI guy, the leading hitter, the leading on base percentage, one of the best bullpens. I mean, they've thrown the ball really well lately. And you got the hottest team in the last month, and now they're only, what, 10 or 11 back?
Right.
But they're over 500 under Jim Riggleman.
18 or 19 back.
Yeah, they're
playing
good.
I mean, you got to look at it positively.
You know, they're hustling out their position. They introduce the team. They run to their position. They jog, which they should. Not just run hard, just jog. They're smiling. They're having a good time, and which I think we've asked this question before. What comes first, chicken or the egg?
Mm-hmm.
Winning come before having fun, or do you have fun and then you start winning? I don't know
yes.
that answer.
Yes.
So they're doing good. Well, anyway, yeah. The fishing has remained on fire,
it
folks.
Is good.
For all of you who have nicknamed Harrington Lake the Dead Sea, you need to go revamp your thinking on that.
Yeah.
It took last Saturday, and we're off tonight, giving it a little week off. Next week, there's going to be the Rocky Top, and it's a big one.
Yeah, it's a pretty good size tournament.
So they'll have a lot of boats there, and so get down. And I would advise you, if you're going to fish in it, get early. But tonight, there's no tournaments that I can think of.
They're not having their Saturday nighter?
Not having the Saturday nighter, just taking a week off, give everybody a little break because they've been hitting it pretty hard.
Yeah.
They've been catching the heck out of fish.
I heard that.
The lake plus being up is really nasty to try to drive.
Gosh, it jumped, last week? It went to like 750 or
over
something.
The parking lot, I think 750, 751. It was up over the parking lot down at Cane Run. But the fish are still biting. You know, here's something unusual about Harrington, though. Most of the fish got caught before dark.
Really?
Yep.
That's, you know.
Now, you being the expert that you are, I'd like for you to analyze that.
I don't know, but I was going to say that earlier. I remember, and I used to keep little logs and a little book, you know, what I caught my fish on, how I caught my fish. And every year, at the last week of June, first week of July, I always caught fish shallow. Usually caught them on a crankbait. I believe because you have a full moon and the bluegill responding, so the bass are back up there chasing bluegill beds is what I think.
Wow. But so, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be up in – they'll be shallow, but not necessarily up in shallow water.
They'd be on deep banks, but I don't believe they'll be all that deep. And I know I've caught a lot of fish on crankbaits and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I've heard crankbaits too, but I mean, guys are catching them right before dark. I mean, good fish too.
Yeah.
Everybody's the teams that are winning are coming in with 3-, 4-, 5-pound fish. But we caught, you know, a lot of fish. But when it got dark, man, it shut off. We
didn't really?
Didn't
do much after dark.
Nothing.
Hmm.
Not a thing.
That's unusual for this time of year.
It's unusual for Harrington Lake.
A few bites right on, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen them bite better before dark, but usually you can get a one or two poppy along the way.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen this time. Hmm. So tell me, you got any BFLs coming up?
Not till September. I'm done with everything until
Fishers of Men?
No, that's done until they're done. Everything's done now till the end of September. I'm free as far as circuit
fishing.
So
we got no excuses.
We have none.
Well, why don't we wait till it gets real hot, like August, when you and I start fishing.
And the fish quit biting.
And they just totally quit, yeah. But I got a new little thing up my sleeve.
Have you?
And now a new member of Lake Ellerslie.
That's what I was going to ask you because I heard that the other day.
I am official as of today.
Well, we can flat go fishing there, buddy.
I don't know. You have to behave if you're going to get out in the boat with me over there.
We got a good friend. Earl Blythe has been promising to take me out there. He wants me to come by and take my boat. You can only use trail motor, I think, on it.
You can.
But you can put a big boat on it.
You put a big boat on it.
But you can only use trail motor. But, boy, Earl catches a lot of big old fish on it.
A lot of people do. Earl's been catching them on there since I can remember. Yeah. He and I were in high school together, and I remember – him going out fishing, and his whole family fishes there. And I mean, they've been sending me pictures all the time, but he never sent me an invite.
Really?
No.
He asked me two or three times, but he never was real serious about it. You know?
Yeah.
Well, he comes by the job every once in a while, and he'll have his fishing poles and
of course.
Be talking
He's
about
retired
that.
Now. What else is he going to do?
Oh, gosh. I thought about you yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I was crossing, going through the other side of Harrodsburg and across Salt River. They got a little boat ramp right there. And there was a guy putting in one of them little two-man boats like what you got.
Yeah.
We need to do that. Salt River is a nice little place. Got some good smallmouth. Got some good largemouth.
I don't know that I've been there.
It's right outside of Harrodsburg. It's a nice place right by the old swim pool.
Oh, okay.
If you go out toward Mackerel Road.
It's got water in it now?
Yeah, it's got a water, got a dam. You know, there's a dam right there, and you float it way back through there. A lot of good fish in there.
Well, I went by the boat launch today over Lake Ellerslie, too, and they got a nice place to put your boat.
Yes,
of course,
they do.
It's private, but, I mean, it is a nice little setup they got. Very well maintained, taken care of by all the members. And, see, I put my application in when I was 24, so I got in 43 years later. So if you're thinking about joining... But I was on the list. If you're thinking about joining, you may want to think about putting your name on that list now, if you're in your 20s or 30s. If you're in your 50s, you may want to forget about it.
Pass it on like the UK ball ticket.
I think when I'm 77, I get it free. Hello. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment with more Big League Fishing.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDA. And they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. It's a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful week. It's been a warm week.
And hot week.
Yeah, so protect yourself. You get out in this stuff. You know, they tell you don't even let your dogs outside.
Really?
Yep. So our dogs have been in, and they are starting to get cabin fever.
Really?
So we wait till dark to walk them around
get
the block.
Them out, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, you know, you burn your little paws and everything. Hey, brought on the 4th of July, had Mom and Dad come over. And so the dogs just greeted them, jumped right up on them. They were and Dad says, is this the way you trained your dog? I went, well, yeah. I said, doesn't every dog just do that and love on you? I said, you're sitting on his couch, by the way.
That's right.
So that's why he did
it. You're invading his territory.
Yeah. Fishing, dog days are not here yet.
No.
The weather is like that, but, I mean, you can still go catch fish. I'm surprised that right before dark you can catch as many as you can catch.
It's amazing. But I have, no kidding, I've got on a little log, a book I used to keep. I haven't for several years now, but I always call them first week of July. In fact, on 4th of July one year, they were shooting fireworks.
Yeah.
And I fished a tournament with Sonny Thompson. It was a night tournament when they had the all-nighters. And we went up the other side of Mile Stretch, and there was boats everywhere, you know, going to see the fireworks. And we had a limit before it got dark, you know, that night.
You know what I'm thinking? Maybe, and I could be wrong, that the fish are not hitting after dark. Because we look down in the water, and there's nothing moving at all.
Oh, really?
No. So I would think if they pulled the water a little bit and it started getting a little current, maybe the fish could be more active.
Probably, but I'm surprised they're not moving the water.
Not moving at all.
Well,
so that's
Kentucky River has been awfully high, too.
It probably doesn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, once it kind of goes down, they'll probably pull a little
bit. Oh, yeah. And you know when they pull around here, they pull.
I heard it's right up under the bridge, the water. So it's pretty close to the bottom of the bridge.
It's, you know, I mean, you could jump off and feel pretty comfortable, I think.
That's the only time I'm going to jump off of it.
Heard stories of people doing that years and years ago.
Not this boy.
No. But it's a good time. But anyway, Harrington, the Rocky Top, I think that's the name of it, that's going to be next Saturday. Be out of Pandora. Get down there as quick as you can, because there's always people that are already there that have been there the whole weekend.
Yeah.
But they do a good – Rick and John do a good job of parking the cars for you. They'll find a place. They'll escort you to a parking place. They do a really good job.
They do a good job down there.
Yeah. You know,
and they've expanded their parking as well. So
they have.
It's a lot better. It's a really good place to have a tournament.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. It's going to be good. So I wish I can't do it, though. I'll be in St. Louis. You ought to fish it.
I'm in Destin.
That's what I say. You probably shouldn't fish.
I'm not going
to
fish.
You'll be listening to me on the radio.
I'll listen to you on the radio. I sure will.
All right. I'll be talking about giving them a good plug while we're doing the games and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can't talk about that. Yeah.
That'd be neat.
I know. So, anyway.
But the Reds, man, speaking of the Reds, I'm excited about the Reds. I told you they'd be 500 by All-Star break. They got to win the next 10 in a row.
Well, and it's going to be hard because
they go to Cleveland.
Play the Cubs.
They got Cubs, I think, nine Cleveland. Games between now and the All-Star break.
Against good teams.
If they won them all, if they won them all, they'd be two games under.
Which would be an absolute miracle.
Wouldn't it
If they went 500 in the next nine games, that would be amazing.
It would be.
Because Cleveland's awfully good. Cubs are good.
You know, they've lost.
Cardinals, they can't ever beat the Cardinals in St. Louis.
They've had an eight-game win streak or something. Then
they won
two series here, I think. And
I think it's 15.
Milwaukee, they split, but they led both games. They should have won.
That's right. 16 out of 22 they've won now.
Wow. And earlier in the year, I heard Marty say that they are leading the league in one-run losses.
Wow. Well, the other night, the game they lost to Milwaukee was they'd won. They had not lost a game leading going into the ninth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And which is kind of amazing. And they were playing the Brewers, who had never won a game trailing going into the night this year.
So the moon changed.
That's right. And that's the way it usually works in baseball,
that's
man. You
true.
Just that's why it's so good. That's why
it's
you just gotta keep going out there and watch. But I'm having fun watching these guys have fun. Because they do have some nice kids on the team, and to see them being successful and enjoy the game.
They got Billy Hamilton batting ninth. That's kind of strange, isn't it?
Well, that's only because they don't have 10 players.
Yeah. But, I mean, after the pitcher.
But I tell you.
But when you got pitchers that cranks out grand slams
Billy,
and everything.
Billy gets hammered like I used to get hammered about our hitting.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, there's two parts to the game. And there's not a better center fielder, I don't think, in the game of baseball.
No, he threw out a guy the other night against the White Sox, an absolute bullet. Did you see that?
No, I saw it. Yeah.
I didn't think he had a chance of getting him.
Yeah, he looked good. And he plays every day. He plays hard, too. I don't understand why he isn't bunting more, and he's got to learn to chop that ball on the ground. If he does, he can stay around for 12, 15 years and play the game.
Yeah, he's a fast little rascal.
He's fast as anybody I think I've seen.
Shoo.
He just outruns the ball.
Yeah.
You know, he gets going, and you think, he's there. But it's good. Anyway, you listen to Big League Fishing here on this wonderful, wonderful weekend. I hope you're having a good one. It's the 4th of July weekend, so a lot of people have gone fishing. They've gone vacation. Be careful on the roads. Just coming over here today, saw two wrecks today where people weren't even driving fast.
Wrecks who?
Yeah, wrecks. I mean, people just in a hurry and on their dadgum phone.
Is this your gripe for the day?
That might be my gripe for the rest of my life.
I'm telling you.
You know, when you see them have that phone held up there and, you know, right in the middle of traffic, it just.
I mean, it used to be that guy's drunk.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's been drinking. Now, first thing I think, that guy's texting.
That's right.
Just like the one we saw going to Kentucky Lake. Reading a book with an iPad.
Yeah.
Going 75 miles an hour down the interstate. That's ridiculous.
If it's that important, you need to pull off the side of the road and do it. If not, put the sucker up and drive down the road.
Exactly.
I like what Bill Engvall said. You ought to be able to have a little sign. So if you see somebody doing that, boom, you shoot a little stopper that sticks in a window and says stupid on it.
Then they read the sign and wreck.
Yeah. So you could do that, and then so if you're riding down the road and you see somebody and they're doing something silly and you pull up beside them, they got a stupid sign on. You go, oh, there you go.
Well, they know if they're texting if they pass me because I blow a horn at them.
Good.
Yeah.
And wave.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, put your phone up.
Yeah.
Don't you love when you blow your horn at them and then they swerve immediately?
Yeah.
It's like,
Well,
wow.
They flip you the finger.
Yeah.
That Crazy. Seems that's coming back.
What's that?
The finger.
The number one sign?
Yeah, the millennials have finally learned, hey, what is, I don't know, but they must have seen somebody do it.
Oh,
you know who does it?
Who's that?
Young people and real old people will flip you the bird in a heartbeat.
Really?
I give thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
Yeah.
I just wait.
Anytime somebody hassles me or anything in any sort of way, I just give them a thumbs up and smile at them. Because I feel like that, there's nothing more infuriating than seeing me smiling at you and giving you a thumbs up after you've gotten mad at me.
I don't like that either when somebody does that.
My wife got so mad at me. We were at Myrtle Beach 1 year on vacation, and we had one of those Astro vans, and, you know, it was just crowded. You couldn't get into the lane. Well, I was sitting there with my blinker on trying to merge into traffic. Well, this car left me some space there, so I put my hand out when I said, thank you, and he eased right. Well, they started blowing the horn. They were mad. They weren't paying attention, but I thought they were letting me in. I used on anyway. They started blowing the horn. I just waited. I said, thank you. Kept blowing the horn and doing it. And I said, that person must know me. So I hung my head. I said, how you doing? And that kid was in the back seat. I said, go back here and wave. So they got out of their seat. They went back in the back window and, howdy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's the Griswolds.
I had a similar thing happen to me, actually, over there in Myrtle Beach, too, recently. When we went down there, somebody was on their phone texting, not paying attention. I got out in front of them. And then they start blowing their horn because they got mad because I got in front of them.
Yeah. Wow, so, you know, you think they're letting you in.
It's different times, boy, because it's different times.
Everybody's in a hurry. Get out of my way.
One of my rants was when you let somebody out and they don't acknowledge you or thank you. I mean, it isn't that tough just to give a little nod, is it?
No.
But everybody's so wrapped up, usually because they got their cell phone, they're texting in that other hand. They can't have time to do it.
Driving one hand, texting the other, ain't got nothing, you know, no way they can.
I know. All right, well, be careful out there because there's a lot of folks traveling this weekend with the 4th of July. Had just passed us. Good ceremonies on TV. I watched the New York ceremony and the Washington ceremony.
Mm.
Fireworks. They had them out our neighborhood. We had some. And, I mean, they were dandies. And they went on and on and on.
Wow. We had some good ones at Harrisburg the other night. It was really neat.
Down by the lake or over in town?
No, they had one at the lake. It was really nice, too. And then they had over at Anderson Dean Park in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I'll be. Well, hey, I was over the other day. We did a thing for my Uncle Chigger, thanks to your church, Carpenters Christian Church.
He's a good
deal. Did a little golf tournament there and helped Chig struggling a little bit right now with some issues. He and my dad got the same thing going on. And it's one's 91, one's 81. So they say it skips a generation. I'm hoping. If not, get my room ready. But, I've been – the more I learn to see and watch people that have Alzheimer's or dementia, it's just – it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, because physically, a lot of times they look like they're doing pretty good, but, you know, mentally it's just not there.
It's a sad, sad thing.
It really is. So we did, thanks to your church and everybody involved, did a little fundraiser over there at the golf course. And we thank Brightleaf and all the folks that
Kerry
are there.
King and them bunch
they were all there.
Yeah.
Everybody was there. So they really appreciate all those folks.
Well, good. Chigger's a good fella.
Everybody he showed up.
The world of, yeah.
They got a picture of him hitting a golf ball.
I was going to ask if he told me the other night. I stopped and saw him Sunday afternoon, and he told me he was going to hit a golf ball.
He got that little sway going, hit that thing out there right down the middle like he always did.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
He's a good athlete, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's a good athlete. So I brought a T-shirt home for Dad, and I said, Dad, I said, here's a shirt, and it's got Chigger Flynn, first annual golf tournament. And Dad went, well, they never did a golf tournament for me. Should have known. Should have known. So I said, well, we're working on one.
Yeah.
We're working on that. We'll try to get that. When you do our 101, we'll do one for you.
We need to do the Bobby Flynn bass fishing tournament. There you go.
He's my gosh. Yeah, we do. Or we could do the Bobby Flynn bobber finding tournament. If you're fishing, we'll give a prize to the one who gets the biggest and most, or like the normal tournament, most weight. And then whoever comes in with the most bobbers and styrofoam cups, and because he'll pick up anything. In the bottom of his boat, he would. If he riding down the lake, he'd take that net and he'd dip stuff and get all the trash out of the water.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. You know what he did one time? He was stopped. He came across two lanes of traffic because he saw a golf ball over there by the Marriott on the interstate. Pulled over there to get a golf ball. He only had 6,000 in his garage. Amazing.
Now Chigger does that. When Chigger's house one time, he's in his basement, and all I saw was golf balls. He said, "You golf balls here?"
He probably got them from Dad. I mean, he had enough to start his own driving range. He had plenty. It was amazing. Anyway, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about fishing, a little bit more about stuff that's coming up here in the next week or so. I got a bunch of stuff that's happening.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, a bunch. And if you live this close to it, there's no reason why you shouldn't come up and take part in and have some fun with it. All right, the fish are biting. We hope this is a great day for you. It's 4th of July weekend. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
This is Boudreaux Mead from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
get. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about bait?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Josh Topness, and Keith Munson.
M-U-N. Don't forget to mention the associate producer.
And the associate producer, Jackson Topness, who is eating a bunch of goldfish in the floor right now.
Working hard, right?
He is working hard. Looking good, too.
Yeah, he likes
growing. Hey, you know, speaking of 4th of July week, great time for celebrations, great time to remember about our independence and the freedoms we have to do so many things.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
You know, so if you're out there, you know, a good little tip, everybody says pass it forward or pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever someplace and you can afford to do so, or even if you can't, and you see somebody in a military uniform in a restaurant or at a coffee shop or someplace, just tell the waitress that you'll pick up their tab for that day and don't tell them.
Yeah.
And just do it, because it's a pretty cool thing to do.
That's a real good idea.
Yeah, I heard somebody told me to do that, and so last 10 or 12 years, it's just something good to do.
Yeah.
You feel good. They don't know about it. It's just all they need to know is that there's people that are supporting them.
You're right, because they are sacrificing, that's for sure.
Hey, I was in the airport one time. I tried to do that for a couple of these Marines, and they said, "No, sir, you don't have to do that." I said, "No, I don't have to do that, but I'd really like to." "Well, no, sir, that's okay." And I went, "I tell you what we do." I said, let's match coins, because all military people carry a coin with them. And whoever's got the highest rank in coin, can pretty much do what they want.
Right, right.
So I happened to have a coin that was from a 4-star general named Spider Nyland.
Ooh.
So these two Marines pulled out their coin. They were laughing. They put this thing down, and I threw this four-star general thing down on there, and he went, "Oh, sir, we're sorry." And I went, "No, that's not me."
Had him going, though, didn't you?
Yeah. I said, "That's not me." I said, "I got this from Spider Island from Camp Lejeune." And then Bob Dickerson's a two-star, so I carry those with me. So in case – and it's just fun to do.
I think Bob Dick – well, I guess he was on your radio.
Yeah, he was here at the golf tournament.
Yeah, he was – I was listening. One night, somebody was had it on there. I guess it was Dick Gabriel. Somebody
yeah.
had him on there, and I was listening to it. So.
Yeah, Gabe had us on, and Matthew Lawrence and Mikey had the show on, and they really gave us a lot of publicity. It went really good, and we thank everybody for their generosity. Hey, coming up this week, I got a bunch of stuff.
Let's hear it.
You ready to hear this?
Let's hear it.
All right. No, next week, I guess it is.
Next week.
No, we started our shooting for KET, so our new show will be getting geared up,
oh,
starting that next week. Then next Thursday, drive to St. Louis.
Golly.
And
call some Reds.
Go call some Reds and get back on Monday and play in the Swings for Soldiers golf tournament that Jacob Tammy does.
Oh.
That'll be on Monday.
Well, Jacob's a good guy.
He's a great guy. And then we do a little more KET, and then that weekend we got the USA Cares Gala up in Louisville.
Wow.
Which will be pretty cool, which we help raise money for USA Cares. Johnny Bench and me and the band for our children's mm-hmm. charity come up, and they can flat play. They're so good. D. Vincent Williams, they can play. And then all the pro ball players come in town on that Sunday, and then we start our Bluegrass World Series.
Well, that's pretty neat.
So that'd be pretty cool.
Man.
So me, Johnny, Tom Browning, and Ronnie Oster are going to be the coaches. Johnny's going to be the manager. We're going to be the coaches. He don't want to manage. We said, "You're the oldest. You got to."
Yeah.
And so we got a bunch of cool guys coming in town. So it's going to be fun.
I remember we had Tom Brang on one time. He's a funny guy.
He's a nut.
I remember, if I remember correctly, because I'm getting older now, but I remember, didn't he leave the ballpark and was across the street at the Cubs and sitting over there on top of the apartment building watching the Cubs and Reds play?
They're recreating that with Tom Browning this Saturday.
Are you serious?
So today in Chicago, you can pay $175 and go over and sit on top of that building with Browning and have food and drinks and watch the Cubs and Reds.
I mean, they put that on TV, didn't
they?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's what got him in trouble. That's when Lou Piniella looked up there and saw him and says,
uh-oh.
But he said he wanted to do it. You know, back in those days, you could do that. Couldn't do it now.
Oh, really?
No, something like that now, you'd be – I mean – plus, well, there's so much social media.
Oh, yeah.
That as soon as you walked out of the ballpark, somebody would have you.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he put on sweats over his uniform, and then when he got over, he took the sweats off. Yeah, so this is a recreation of that happening.
That's pretty neat. What is it for? Some kind of a charity?
No, it's just.
Or just for Tom
Browning? The Reds Hall of Fame's doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty neat.
All right, let's talk to you a little bit about this fishing thing here, because the weather's getting hot, the water. Most lakes are staying pretty stable, except for Harrington Lake, which the people around here fish a lot. But we got mm-hmm. people that fish all over the state that listen to this show.
Right.
Green
right.
River, Barron, Dale Hollow, Cumberland, Nolin.
Laurel. Laurel Lake is red hot right now at nighttime.
They wow.
They're taking 18, 19 pounds. And
largemouth or smallmouth or both?
Both, but mostly smallmouth. The other night a guy said he caught a 7-pounder and didn't get big fish.
Smallmouth?
Yeah.
Dang.
So, I mean, that's called biting.
Why don't we run down there and fish?
I'd love to. I don't know much about it. I've never fished down there at nighttime.
Well, it ain't going to hurt us.
No.
Worse than happening, we're going to catch one.
Not like we're not used to not catching anything.
Listen, you and I need to do that. I mean, I love to fish Dale at night. I love Cumberland at night. And just go down and take a, do a Friday mm-hmm. and fish in a day and then get some rest and come back out and fish at night.
Well, good buddy J.B. King lives on Dale Hollow. He's been sending some pictures. He's got some really nice largemouth. The other night he caught several smallmouth. Didn't look like any keepers, but he caught several smallmouth.
At Dale Hollow.
And I also heard that you won't like this any, but I heard that guy told me the night he had 11 fish in the first couple hours he fished the other morning at Cedar Creek on a Pop R.
Oh, my goodness.
Said three of them was over 20-inch keepers.
Oh, my god!
And I know you wouldn't like that, none. You know, top water, you don't like throwing top water, none. So.
I throw top water in December.
Bloop, bloop. And you caught one on the first, on New Year's Day.
Back-to-back tournaments.
New Year's Day, 26 degrees, line freezing to your reel.
I saw a bloop out there.
And he caught it.
He caught it. He's a keeper, but anyway, but we called it that day.
Yeah.
I think you called it in the first.
When you catch one on top water,
we usually do well in the tournament.
That's right. Why don't you throw it more often?
Because I'm a dummy. Like Brad and I that night, we had the other night we were fishing. We catch two plus keepers, and we kept going all the way up the bank. And then as we started getting less in bites, we said, "Well, let's go across and try to cross, and we'll go back." So as we went across the bank, there's a boat pulled up there and just worked it all night.
Yeah, Harrington's notorious for that. They get in one little old wad of a bank, you know, maybe 50, 100 yards stretch of bank, and that's where they are.
I know. We said, well, we're too stupid to even weigh in. Let's go home. We'd probably screw it up. I know.
Hey, well, boy, Bradley Roy had another sixth-place finish up in, where was it, Dakota.
How's he ranked?
He is number one.
He's one?
He is the leader in the Angler of the Year right now.
Wow. How many events they got left?
One or two. There's not many. And then, of course, they have the Angler of the Year event itself.
Yeah.
So somehow or another, you lead it going into it, and then you still got to win
Yeah. You don't have to win it, but you got to win enough points.
Yeah,
you got to
finish high enough hit. But he is leading the thing right now. And during the break, I'll try to find out what his lead is and all that kind of stuff.
That is so good.
It's awesome. Because couldn't be a better guy.
No.
I mean, there's
– No, and I'll see him at the gala up there in Louisville, too.
Because
he is a big supporter of USA Cares.
Yes, he is.
Does a good job, and he and Anthony did a tournament with his dad down on Harrington. They were very successful. So we got one more segment. Don't go anywhere. It's a wonderful morning. We hope you're enjoying it. Big League Fishing when we return.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hey, welcome back, Big League Fishing. Doug and Josh and Keith sitting in here going over all kinds of stuff. Our buddy Bradley Roy, as we were talking about, first place right now in the Angler of the Year with three tournaments to go.
Yep, one of them being the Angler of the Year tournament.
One of them being the big tournament. So, that's so good.
That is awesome. And like I said earlier, he's a great person, great guy, strong Christian kid.
Yep.
I mean, about to get married, so that maybe that's what's problem. Maybe that's what's problem been all along. He needed a girlfriend, you know? Maybe
well, you know, it either works one way or the other. I know guys that do that and see ya.
No, he's a good person and he's good family. You know, their whole bunch is a good. I mean, he just.
All right, Bradley, we need to talk then because you know right now you can just go fishing. You don't have to say, "Honey, can I go fishing?"
I mowed the yard.
I did the dishes, and then she's gonna have a baby. If she has a baby. In his career, you better win it now, Bradley. Let's go, baby.
He'll do it. I got confidence in him. That's
good. All right. Have you heard anything from the other lakes?
No, just the ones I was talking about, Cedar Creek and Laurel being real hot. Kentucky Lake, they're catching some big weights, but they're scattered out. You know, you either catch them down there or you're not catching them. Dale Hollow, they're catching some good fish at night. Cumberland are catching some good fish at
Cumberland's
night.
Cumberland's been good all year.
Cumberland is red, stinking hot.
Hey, what happened to Barron?
I don't know. Barron come back this spring.
It's not pressure, is it?
No, it's not.
Because it's such a big lake.
It's been pressured for years and years, and it always produced. Somebody told me they had an algae bloom a couple of years ago and had a fish kill down there, and they could have because you used to catch a lot of fish down there. Now, this past spring, about a month ago, I went down there and fished fishermen. I don't know how many keepers we caught. I don't know how many fish we caught. We just had a great day. And then next weekend, I fished the BFA and only caught like 15 fish all day.
Huh.
So I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, these lakes go in cycles. It'd be okay. I know Dale Hollow was down a few years ago when it's back red hot.
Well, again. They did have a fish kill there, right?
Yeah, and Dale Hollow did too a few years ago back in the late 90s, and Dale Hollow's as good a lake as we got right now. It's red hot.
Wow, I know.
It just goes in cycles. I think it's just
Cumberland, I am so glad because when they had all the water out of it and they were fixing the dam and people thought, well, it's not going to come back, it came back. Boom, like that.
Came back quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. I think all those little trees and stuff in the waters helped it and helped the spawns. And so it just good for it.
Yeah, tell us about the spawn, because I know, like, Beaver Lake, not the big Beaver Lake, but the one we have here in Kentucky over around
Lawrenceburg,
used to be a lake where you could go over and catch really trophy fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put all those grass carp in there, and boom.
Did they eat all the grass out of it?
Evidently they did, because and what the people didn't realize, and I think the homeowners wanted the lake to look pretty because they mostly went around the houseboats and stuff. But what it did took all the places for that fry to hide.
Yeah, they got to have something to get away from or they'll get eat.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it was a great lake, though.
Yeah.
I went there with our boy Wes Cole, and four consecutive trips had a fish over five.
Really?
Yeah. And his biggest one, I think, was close to eight.
I think they haven't caught a few 10-pounders out there, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And I think it catch some real big catfish out there. They used to. Yeah. So I don't know. But
I'm excited about Ellerslie because I haven't fished that. I haven't fished Mallard Point in a long time either. So it's my fault. I just – but, you know, you got
to do
it. I
bet your boat is cleaned up, sitting easy to get out of your garage.
That boat probably weighs 7,000 pounds right now.
Josh, you go into his garage. You can't get in his garage. And then
you get one side.
Yeah. Then you say, there's no boat in here. Oh, underneath that stuff, there's a boat.
I told you I was cleaning it out about 11 years ago.
Uses it for storage or something?
It is for storage. I got stuff that I just don't have a clue what to do with it. I really don't. I got an office, and it's starting to look the same way. It's piled up with pictures and all kinds of stuff. Just,
I could see that.
You know, I'm trying to – you don't want to throw everything, and I want to give away as much as I can. And like, I took a couple of big bags of jeans the other day over to the Hope Center and just said – You know, and you walk out there, and there's some people going to be able to wear this.
Yeah.
But I got all kinds of stuff. Still got tags and things on them that, you know, from tournaments and stuff. And, I mean, that sounds – I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's – I've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're like me, I mean, I don't mean to hoard, but evidently I are one. Well, I got to fix. I got to get the garage clean. I really do. That's got to be a goal. But
and I know you don't have any fishing tackle because you never buy a fishing tackle.
I'm short of fishing tackle.
Never do.
I'm not buying any this year. I really cut back.
Just take a few notes from my garage cleaning.
Yours
abilities.
Look good. I know. Will you come do mine? I'm not a good organizer.
I can.
I'm a lousy organizer. So, but you know what has to happen? Because I know as soon as I threw it away, then my wife would say, "What'd you throw that away for?" Well, we haven't used it since we got married 36 years ago. Well, you never know.
See, it's the opposite with me and my wife. I'm the hoarder. I have to have everything. Everything has a memory to it or a sentimental sort of memory or something. Then I'm keeping it.
Well, it took forever to throw my Little League trophies away. And then
mine's all boxed up. I didn't have very many, probably 8 or 10. I boxed them up and they're in the attic. And I said, well, then what do you need them for?
I know where I'm going to put them all. As soon as we get the trailer fixed up, we cut a tree off down at the trailer now so you can go out on the porch and see the lake.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a that's where I'm going to take all my stuff and put them in the trailer.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Similar to, like, my man cave because I have all mine.
That's exactly what I want to do. That's right. Where's your fishing trophies, Josh?
I don't have any.
Oh.
I've never.
You got that football up there, though, doesn't
you? You got the foosball.
Never been a strong fisherman myself. But
yeah, we've never been strong campers.
I'm a strong camper.
So. Yes, you are. I'm strong.
I got that going.
As long as they got a remote, I'm a pretty good camper. A remote and clean sheets, I'm all right. And a shower. And good reception.
Football will be starting up in about a month, won't it?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Well,
is the end of August? Is that when the cats open up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
What are they going to do this year? They're going.
I don't know.
They're going to be good this year.
I know they got some new quarterback. Oh, it's Terry touchdown or something.
We only got one working with us at the bank.
Oh, really?
Gunner Hoke's working for us at the bank.
Really?
Took him out
Gunner
to lunch the other day.
Good.
He's very humble, quiet. He seemed like a nice kid.
Really? Big guy? Pretty good.
About size. Six, almost 6'4", probably.
Ooh.
And in shape.
Yeah.
You know? So I said, I'm going to take you, fatten you up a little bit. He went, oh, that won't be hard to lose.
<It's>
nice
like that,
kid.
It's like that great big old boy that, you know, old country boy went to college and walked in, and the football coach saw him and said, man, I bet he can play football. He said, I've never played. He said, I don't even know what that is. He said, well, let's see how big you are. He said, can you pick this up? And there's a 500-pound weight there, and he picked it up, just didn't have any problem at all. I said, oh, gosh, that's good. He said, how about running? Can you run? He took off running down there, run 100 yards in about 10 seconds. He said, golly, that's good. He said, what about football? Can you pass a football? He said, well, if I can swallow it, I can pass it.
Well, I did not know that was coming.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
That's right. This is Big League Fishing in Comedy Central.
And I just wasted some of your time, didn't I?
That was pretty good right there. Sound like a Jerry Clower.
I believe that's where it got.
All right. So, have you heard any rumors or anything they're going to do about pulling the lake soon?
Well, I thought they would.
Are they going to keep it up because of working on the bridge? I don't know.
They may do it. I mean, that may benefit them now that they've got those concrete pillars poured. You know.
Are they all finished?
They've got that one side done.
I went the other way the other night, so I didn't even look at them.
I don't know.
I didn't go down to Cane Run, which was a mistake. But I was with somebody else. With the other Weefsuck brother. But when we pulled out of there, there was 47 boats, and I'll bet 25 were going towards Cane Run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Most of them headed that way.
It's good.
But the guy that finished second, Larry Crouch, he went the same way we did. We saw him, but he said he had them all before dark.
Did he fish too? Larry did?
Uh-huh.
Well, good.
Larry and Scotty did good, finished second.
Well, good.
We saw him, he said, we probably got 15 pounds, and I think he had almost 14 or 13.
Have they still got the trifecta thing going still?
Yeah, the trifecta's doing good. Got a couple of things coming up. John Webb has really got that thing rolling. He's getting a super turnout.
Is he?
Payouts are good. Everything's been good with it.
Well, good.
Yeah. So I'm really proud of what everybody done. Proud of what Rick and the folks at Pandora have done.
Mm-hmm.
They've really helped out. I mean, they're out there working it. Come on, we'll help you get the boats in. You need some help. Here's a parking spot. We'll move this, move that. So they've really done a good job with that.
That's what it takes.
And that's what it takes. And that's why people will keep going down
there.
That's exactly right. So it's been fun, and I would like the turnout, and they're still catching the
day. Yeah, that
you
helps.
Better have it in the double figures to even think about being in money.
Yeah, when the fish are biting, that makes it even better.
It does. So. Yeah, well, I know one night we had over 20 keepers, and I think Joe Elam and David Bond have been catching a lot. They've had a great year.
Have they?
Yes, sir. And they said they caught 34 keepers that night.
Was that Joe the Plumber?
Joe the Plumber. My boy Joe the Plumber, he's got us. He's fixed my house, my trailer, and now he's going to get me some batteries for my boat.
Did they tax you for doing that? I mean, they're taxing you for everything. I'm just mad right now. This new tax law they passed, starting July the 1st.
Yeah.
They're taxing entry fees on bass tournaments now. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I got a letter from FLW. All tournaments will be taxed. They're taxing you for everything.
Well, when I travel now, you can't write off meals and some other stuff. They've done all, taken all that away.
I mean,
I know.
That's my rant for today.
That's right.
We just need to be taxed some more. You know, you tax it when you make it, tax it if you sell it, tax it if you die and leave it somebody.
Oh, we're going to get taxed. I just heard on they're building something new around here where they're going to raise a tax now.
Yeah. We need more taxes.
And I love the way that some of the politicians will like to spend our money, and they act like it's coming out of their pocket.
Yeah, yeah. They need more taxes.
And they don't even pay into some of the health care. They don't pay into Social Security. They don't pay into nothing, but they're sitting there doing all the
– Can't manage what they got coming in now. They need more.
Let's don't get started on politics. I'm having a pretty good day so far.
I just wanted to rant that. That just teed me
off. That's rant.
When I got that email from FLW the other day and said as of July the 1st, all tournament entry fees will be charged a 6% sales tax.
Well, what they need to do is they need to lower the price so that 6 is already in there, which covers it. It doesn't come out of your all's pocket. You pay enough to fish in.
That's true. They shouldn't be forced to do that, period.
Well, I know they shouldn't.
We shouldn't.
I don't understand why. I don't understand it.
So, I mean, what they're doing is discouraging. I mean, you got your marine and all that kind of stuff is already high. Everything you do that's outdoors like that's expensive.
Remember when launch fees were like $3,
$2? Yeah. Well, they're $10 now everywhere. And unless you go to Michigan, then they're $20.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, you just tax to death, and then and they're just discouraging you from doing that. Yeah. And to me, I would be encouraging you
to come out here
and spend more money and keep your tax base the same.
Well, and when they lowered the taxes with something, everybody started spending. That's why the economy took off.
Mm-hmm.
Now they found something else to put it on.
So yep.
We've run out of time, thank goodness, because we were about to get on something where we don't need to go right now. Hey, folks, we hope you're going to have a great day, 4th of July. Remember, we got freedoms because some gave their life so that we could have it.
And still are giving it.
And still are giving it, that's right. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If we happen to miss you here on the radio show, we'll catch you on the water. For Keith and Doug and Josh and for Jackson, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.